Hollywood, Hollywood, where any
office boy or young. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Out of My Element on Army Radio, that show you know that starts with that ever incredibly cheesy movie song that it's so stereotypical you just want to cry every time you hear it. Welcome to Out of My Element. This is, I lost count of how many shows I've had, but this is going to be a good show for you, I put together. I've got today's topics, if you haven't been following me on Twitter where I tease my topics regularly, I've got documentaries and directors. That's the theme for today, so I'm going to be featuring four documentaries that I think you need to be checking out, and I've got my list of the five best directors. Now, quick note, if you're not a fan of just hearing me talk on the radio and for some reason you feel like you want to see my face, I am streaming this. I'm trying something new using a new service called Meerkat. I am streaming my radio show. So how you get to that is if you go on to my Twitter right now at Eddie_Sheehy_, you will be able to find a link to Out of My Element, and you'll be able to watch the show if for some reason you want to see me do my crazy hand movements and read my list of things to do. With that being said, I'm going to jump right into the show. Like I said, I've got a good one. I'm very excited for today's topics. I'm going to start the first segment of the show talking about documentaries. Now, as I said, I picked four documentaries, and documentaries are a type of film that I think is somewhat underappreciated. You know, I'll be the first person to admit that documentaries are not the most exciting types of movies, but they're very important. They have a real ability to, you know, change the world, change the way you view something, get you thinking in a new light, and I do think they're very important. So I picked the four best documentaries that I've seen over the past, I guess I would say year. I think two of these on the list are older than a year. Two of them are within the last year. They came out in 2014, and I'm going to talk about those. The first one I want to highlight is a documentary called I Am Divine. This is a weird documentary. Heads up, for those of you who don't understand just the title, Divine is a, Divine is actually a man. Okay, so how do I want to go about explaining this? Okay, the movie Pink Flamingos or the movie Hairspray. Let's pick Hairspray. Most people have seen Hairspray, and if not the original, you've seen the new one. And the new one, you know, the mom in Hairspray is played by John Travolta. That is a joke, kind of, because in the original Hairspray, the mom is played by a man, and this man named Glenn in real life is kind of like a transvestite. He dresses up like a woman, and he has this alter ego named Divine, and it's a real person. And this documentary explains the life of Divine and who Divine was, what movie she's in, you know, and if you've ever heard of John Waters, you may recognize the name. You probably know him to see him. He's that kind of scary looking guy with a mustache. Divine and John Waters were best friends starting out in high school, and they started making short films in high school, and then eventually throughout their lives they grew up together and started making feature films, starting with movies like Pink Flamingos. And Divine was famous for not only being a transvestite, but Divine weighed, I think it is like 350 or 400 pounds. He was an enormous man. And he would dress in these very skimpy outfits that nobody would dare wear, let alone a man dressing in drag. And she's like the penultimate of drag queens. She's like the first drag queen. Divine is actually the inspiration for, in the movie Little Mermaid, Ursula is drawn, based, and designed off of Divine, and even the sound of the voice is influenced by Divine. And it's a great look into his or her, however you want to say their life. And it's a very interesting look into, you know, something you might not be comfortable with. The topic of drag queens was completely foreign to me. But watching this documentary, you get an understanding of it. And I'm not saying it'll change your mind maybe on how you feel about drag queens, but it definitely opens you up to a new point of view. And I think I think that's important. The next documentary I want to feature is Blackfish. Now, Blackfish came out, I believe it was in 2013, and it's, I'm sure you've heard of it. It's the documentary about orca whales in SeaWorld, most specifically Tilikum, the orca whale in SeaWorld. And it was the orca whale that ended up killing its trainer. And this is a very interesting movie. Before I had watched it, like I said, you hear a lot about it in the news. SeaWorld really was unhappy after this documentary came out, and it has still really, you know, kind of in a way ruined SeaWorld. It's definitely put a damper on their business. And from everything I heard, it was really going to, I thought it was going to be a documentary that was just completely bashing SeaWorld and completely bashing like animal training and talking about, you know, free the whales, free, you know, the ocean, that kind of thing. But upon watching it, I found it to be much more than just a, you know, like a save the whales kind of experience. They got into a lot of really good points. And I think at the end, what I took away from it was, you know, what they are doing to these whales. If it's true, SeaWorld says it's not true. Part of me really believes it's true what they show in this documentary. What they do to these whales is terrible, but that's not necessarily the main point of the documentary. You know, it's really kind of in a way a tribute to the trainer of Tilikum that lost their life. And, you know, it balances this line of, it doesn't blame the whale, but it doesn't defend the whale either. So it's a very good documentary. It's very dark. It's a heavy thing to watch. You see these whales being, you know, in a way tortured, and it can be very depressing to watch. Heads up if you're going to do that. But it is a good documentary. It's definitely one of the best in the last few years. Moving on to the next documentary. I wrote an article about this documentary a year ago. It's called Artifact, and it is made by Bartholomew Cubbins, is the director. But in real life, you all know Bartholomew Cubbins as Oscar award-winning actor Jared Leto. And Jared Leto uses the name Bartholomew Cubbins as kind of like a pseudonym or a fake name to make his documentaries. And it's a documentary that centers around the band 30 Seconds to Mars and their trials and tribulations with Virgin Records, their record label, because their record label tries to sue 30 Seconds to Mars for $30 million. And you know, you go through the court case, and I titled my article, you know, Jared Leto makes you never want to buy music again. And that's what I think you can get out of this documentary. I'm not a 30 Seconds to Mars fan myself. I don't have any of their songs on my phone, my iPod. I don't listen to 30 Seconds to Mars. But this is a great movie because it's really an expository piece on the music industry as a whole, how they use their money, where your money is going to, and you know, how little money actually gets to the artists. And it's a great look into, you know, the music industry itself. So I say check that out. Part of me also will say check that out because when I first wrote that article last year, it was a whole year ago at this point, Jared Leto did quote me in a tweet and tweeted it out, put it on their Facebook page. So that was a pretty big deal for me, so I may be a little partial there, but it's a great look into the music industry. The last documentary on my list I would like to highlight, it just came out on DVD. I believe it was February 17th. It was either February 17th or March 17th, so very recently, within the last month, it came out on DVD. It's called Life Itself, and Life Itself is a documentary on the movie critic Roger Ebert and his life and, you know, his disease and the end of his life. And it was a celebration of his life and everything that, you know, he did throughout his life. And it's a great film for me. It's a great documentary for me because as a movie critic, it's definitely something, he's a person I look up to and he's a person I aspire to be. So it's great to look into his life. And just in general, it's a great documentary to watch to get into the mind of Roger Ebert. And it goes back, you know, far from the beginning of his life when he was working on his student newspaper all the way up to, you know, his Siskel and Ebert movie review show to the end of his life where, you know, he got mouth cancer and even up to his death. And it looks at his whole life, and it's a great film, a great documentary to watch. One last documentary I didn't have on my list. I won't talk about it at length because I'm running out of time in this segment. It's called Mine, and it's a story about dogs after Hurricane Katrina and what happens to dogs after a national emergencies. And it's a great documentary. Definitely check it out if you're an animal lover. It's sad, but it's a little more upbeat than, say, Blackfish would be. Coming up next on Out of My Element, I will be talking the best directors of all time. And then after that, I'll have my usual box office recap, opening this week, my picks. And I'll have a little special something to talk about after that. So I'll be right back after these few commercial messages. I'll see you guys in just a few seconds.
Understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future. Don't be the one who gets left behind. Visit feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial stability. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. I help people solve difficult and trying personal problems every day on my TV show, but there's one problem that just got me stumped. Childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. That's one in five kids who may not know where their next meal is coming from, despite the fact that there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food out there to feed them all. Now, I don't know about you, but that is unacceptable to me. Luckily, the Feeding America network of good people is out there collecting surplus food and giving hope to hungry children and their families at local food banks all across the country. But let's face it, they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Out of My Element on RMU Radio. We're talking the best of documentaries and directors today on the show. Just a reminder for everyone at home, we are live streaming this broadcast today. So if you're interested in watching me, not only hearing me, you can go to my Twitter at @Eddie_Sheehy_ and click on that link that has the hashtag Meerkat, and you'll be able to watch everything happening. We just talked about the best documentaries. To recap, the documentaries you should be checking out, they are I Am Divine, Blackfish, Jared Leto's Artifact, and Life Itself. Now moving on, we're going to be talking about directors. I've been promising this for a little while. I have completed my list of the top five film directors of all time. This is a topic I might revisit in the future, but for now, I think I have my list pretty well pegged. I've got a top five, so starting with number five, the fifth best director of all time, if you will, I named Francis Ford Coppola number five. Now, Francis Ford Coppola's movie The Godfather and subsequently The Godfather 2 are largely considered to be some of the greatest movies of all time, easily. And I agree. I think The Godfather is one of the best. It's cinematically well done. The story is a great one to watch. It's a fun experience, you know, to have. The Godfather's a great movie, and IMDb, the website where people get to vote on movies have The Godfather 1, or well, The Godfather 2 is number 1 and The Godfather is number 2 on their list of best movies of all time. Other than that, Francis Ford Coppola has also done movies like Apocalypse Now, that Ride of the Valkyries scene is one of the best in cinematic history, a great commentary on war. And then also, you know, The Godfather aside, probably my favorite Francis Ford Coppola film is Dracula. The way Dracula was made, Keanu Reeves acting aside, the movie Bram Stoker's Dracula is a fantastic film. It uses a lot of really amazing old school film technique, trickery. It's totally worth watching if you've never seen it. And Gary Oldman as Dracula is my favorite, you know, portrayal of Dracula. Number 4 for my list of best directors is Martin Scorsese. Martin Scorsese is such a prolific director, and I can't say that enough. He's got films like Goodfellas, Wolf of Wall Street, Shutter Island, The Departed, Taxi Driver, just, you know, so many films. And the thing I like about Martin Scorsese is a lot of his films have this really great Italian kind of make the bad guy look great sort of idea. And you see that a lot in, you know, Taxi Driver, Goodfellas. And he is such a classicist in how he executes his movies. Everything is well thought out. It's brilliantly played. His dialogue is some of the best, and he just is able to get the most out of actors, especially when he's working with people like Leonardo DiCaprio. He really gets the most out of them. Moving on to number 3, Steven Spielberg. I had trouble deciding if I was going to put Steven Spielberg higher than Martin Scorsese, and I decided to ultimately because Steven Spielberg is more mainstream. He is more likely to have made the movies you've probably seen. He is the king of blockbusters, in my opinion. You know, he's done E.T., Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, and then besides that, he's done some really great films like Saving Private Ryan and Schindler's List, which have, you know, a real tough subject matter, but he's able to pull it off so eloquently that, you know, you have to watch it. He has that blockbuster feel to everything, but with a deeper meaning. And he's just kind of like a good down-home director. Like, he's predictable in that you know what his films are going to look like. He's not going to surprise you with anything, but you love the way his films work. Number 2, Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick is absolutely one of my favorites just because he is always so sure of himself and everything he makes. You know, he has A Clockwork Orange. If you've never seen A Clockwork Orange, you've got to watch it. It's one of the weirdest, greatest experiences you'll ever see in a film. The Shining, Jack Nicholson has an exceptional performance. And, you know, it's a story that's completely different than the book, but it still is executed so well and it works so well that it almost doesn't matter. You know, Steven Spielberg, who wrote the book, or not Steven Spielberg, I'm sorry, Stephen King, who wrote the book The Shining, hates the movie because it's nothing like the book, but the movie still stands for itself. 2001 A Space Odyssey, you know, Stanley Kubrick in some ways helped really build the sci-fi genre with that film, and a lot of people, you know, myself included, owe him a lot for that. And Full Metal Jacket is another one that is, it's great because it's not formulaic, and it's got this kind of gritty back play to it that it makes it so psychological that you have to see it in a different light every time you watch it. That brings me to number 1, my best director of all time. I'm sure this is going to be no surprise to anybody who knows my movie taste. Alfred Hitchcock is the number 1 director of all time. He is, you know, he has the nickname King of Suspense, King of Horror, and I think he absolutely is that. But more than anything, he made horror and suspense a genre that could be respected. And I think it's great, you know, and I'm not the only person who puts him as the best director of all time. You get that a lot. And, you know, with films like Psycho, Rear Window, Vertigo, Birds, North by Northwest, I mean, the list goes on and on of what this man has done and what he contributed to cinema in general. A lot of techniques, you know, a lot of plays on how you include music into films. You know, it all goes back to Alfred Hitchcock. He's incredibly influential in film history. He has to be on the list, and in my opinion, he has to be number one. There's no question. So recapping the list. Number five, Francis Ford Coppola, who directed movies such as Dracula, The Godfather, Apocalypse Now. Number four, Martin Scorsese, who did Goodfellas, Wolf of Wall Street, Shutter Island, Departed, Taxi Driver, Raging Bull. Number three, Steven Spielberg for Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's List, Jurassic Park, E.T., Jaws, The King of Blockbusters. Number two is Stanley Kubrick, Clockwork Orange, The Shining, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Full Metal Jacket. Number one, Alfred Hitchcock, Psycho, Rear Window, Vertigo, The Birds, North by Northwest. All great directors, all amazing films. If you haven't seen any of those on the list, you're going to want to watch them. I will post my full list, not only to Twitter, but also on rmucenturymedia.com. So if you're at all interested in watching any of those movies, going back and looking at any of the works of those great directors, that will be there for you. Now, we're about to take a quick break, but when we come back, I will be talking a box office recap for the last week. I'll be talking about what's opening this weekend, what you should and what you should not be going to see. I'll talk about my reviews, where you can find them, what else is coming up next week, and a few other surprises. So stick with me. I'll be back in just a minute.
To smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that?
Giving up on what?
On getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me, we are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right, which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hey, Nick Cannon here. So, of course, we all know there's lots of talent in America. But unfortunately, there's something else we've got way too much of. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids struggle with it in this country. But here's the thing. This problem is entirely solvable. Seriously, we already produce more than enough healthy, nutritious food in this country to feed every single last one of those hungry kids. We just need a way to get it to them. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks is out there every day gathering surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Out of My Element on RMU Radio, that show where we talk about movies and movie news and films and what you should be seeing and what you shouldn't be seeing and just really everything that has to do with stuff you can watch. Today's topics were documentaries and directors. If you missed it, don't worry, you'll be able to re-listen to any episode of Out of My Element on rmuradio.com in the podcast section. We podcast everything, so if you missed the show, if you got a little late, you want to hear what I said, you can go back and listen to the whole thing, but I'll also give you a little recap. Documentaries you should be seeing: I Am Divine, Blackfish, Artifact, and Life Itself. Make sure you put those on your Netflix queue. You watch those. Promise me you'll watch those. And then I also named the best directors. That part I'm going to make you go back and listen to, you know, because I think I had some very, very exceptional points there. Now, I have 5 minutes left in my show, but I want to remind everyone once again, I'm using a new service called Meerkat to live stream my radio show. In case you want to see my goofy hand movements or anything like that, you can access that through my Twitter. Now, as promised, I told you I would have a box office recap for you for this week. I need to get an intro song or something that makes that sound cooler. Box office recap for this week. The three biggest movies at the box office right now: Cinderella, Run All Night, and Kingsman: The Secret Service. Cinderella made $67.9 million this week, which is about $68 million. We'll just call it $68 million for the sake of argument. I talked about Cinderella on my show last week. I urged everyone not to go see it. Clearly, people didn't listen to me. One thing I have been getting a lot of questions about, however, that I didn't talk about last week, and now I'm wishing I would have, is the short before Cinderella, the Frozen short. The Frozen short was also awful. So if the reason you were going to see that is for just the Frozen short, you wasted your time because it's not worth it. It's like 4 minutes. Anna gets sick. Anna has a birthday. Elsa gets sick. It's not very exciting, and they sing one original song. If you really have to see it, you can. Coming in second place at the box office, as I had mentioned, was Run All Night, that Liam Neeson movie. I'm thinking about talking about Liam Neeson for an episode, because I just read a really great article on Liam Neeson, and the man is crazy. He had 7 movies come out last year, and he's slated for 4 movie releases this year. The man is a machine, and you know, in his 60s, it's amazing how he can still be the box office juggernaut that he is. So no surprise that Run All Night made $11 million. And then Kingsman: The Secret Service came in third place with $6.2 million. That's actually the movie I went to see over the past week. I needed to see it. It's a great movie. If you're going out, you definitely are going to want to watch Kingsman out of those three movies that are out right now. Speaking of movies that are about to come out, opening this weekend, here are your options for movies opening this weekend. You can go see Insurgent, which is the second movie in the Divergent series. You can go see The Gunman, and you can see Do You Believe, which is a religious type movie. This is a real stinker week for ratings of movies. Insurgent has a 34% positive rating, The Gunman even worse, the lowest of the week with 15%, and Do You Believe with 17%. That being said, the movie I would say you get out and watch this weekend is, I can't believe I'm going to give it to the 15% movie, I'm going to give it to The Gunman. If you are going to the movies this week, go see The Gunman. It's got Sean Penn, Eldris Idra in it, and it doesn't look like it's going to be the next Citizen Kane, folks. But of the three movies coming out, it looks like it'll be the one that holds your attention the most. I would not be surprised if Cinderella keeps first place, Insurgent will come in at second place, I'm willing to bet, and maybe The Gunman will come in third. Do You Believe, I bet, won't even be on the list. That's what I got for you this weekend. It's a real bad week for movies. March is a bad month for movies in general. But once we start getting closer to the summer, the films will start picking up. We'll get closer to blockbuster season. We'll start seeing more movies, really, really great, that will be a little more fun to talk about. I'll have a little better time telling you what to go see and what to do. Now, I'm running out of time. I've got less than a minute left in my show, so I want to remind everyone that if you want to read any movie review I do, you just have to go to RMU Century Media. From there, you can just go to the Arts and Entertainment section. You can go to my column, Out of My Element. You can search my name. You can Google my name. You could follow me on Twitter, and I post everything there. I try to make it as easy as possible for you guys to read my reviews, so those are all on RMUCenturyMedia.com. Now, another show I do here on RMU Radio throughout the week from 4 to 5 o'clock on Wednesdays, you can watch myself and my good friend Matt Merlino. We do a show called Jukebox Heroes, and it's a vinyl 50s through 80s radio show. It's a lot of fun. We usually play some pretty great music, so if you're interested in that, you should check us out. I'm out of time, unfortunately, so I have to leave you guys now. Hopefully you enjoyed this week's show. I think we had a pretty fun topic to talk about. Next week's topic will be a surprise, but I will tell you it will have something to do with a movie starring Ryan Gosling. If you want to know more about it, follow me on Twitter at @Eddie_Sheehy_, and you'll be able to find out sooner than everyone else. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening to another episode of Out of My Element on RMU Radio.